From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. California Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency for Lake and Napa counties because of a fast-spreading wildfire that's charred more than 60 square miles in less than 24 hours. Roger Beavers tells KGO the fire was so fierce he had to leave his house in Calistoga.
One of the worst things I've ever seen, yeah. It looked like, you know, if you ever don't want to visit hell, you was nearly in it.
Several homes and apartment buildings have been destroyed. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee says the U.S. doesn't have enough people in place to vet Syrian refugees coming into the U.S. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas tells ABC's This Week that's one reason he opposes President Obama's plan to resettle 10,000 Syrians over the next fiscal year.
We're a compassionate nation. We have to deal with this crisis. But, you know, this is could be a very reckless and dangerous policy.
Meanwhile, thousands of migrants are still flowing into Germany, many of them refugees from Syria. Germany is imposing temporary controls along its border with Austria after some 12,000 migrants arrived in the country yesterday. More are coming today. German officials say they're nearing their capacity to house the newcomers. Meanwhile, Lauren Freyer reports from Budapest the crisis continues on Hungary's border with Serbia.
My brother, please.
I understand.
Mother, family, please. My brother, please, a Syrian man begs as his family is caught by Hungarian police passing through a hole in the border fence from Serbia. His children scream with fright. Police say more than 4,300 people were detained while passing through the fence Saturday alone. They're locked in camps awaiting fingerprinting. Migrants and refugees are rushing to cross Hungary before emergency rules take effect Tuesday that criminalize such border crossings. Migrants will be arrested, officials say. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Budapest.
Officials in the West African country of Cameroon are blaming Islamist Boko Haram militants for attacks near the border with Nigeria. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Darkton reports officials say at least 9 people were killed today in 2 bomb attacks.
Twin explosions are reported in the northern Cameroonian town of Kolofata, which has repeatedly been the target of Boko Haram attacks. A local official says the first blast was near a well in Kolofata, while a second bomb went off near a church. Cameroon is a major troop contributor to a multinational military force that the region says is poised to launch a campaign against the extremist group based in neighboring Nigeria. Boko Haram has also targeted Chad and Niger, other nations that are part of the regional force. Ofebi Akwistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
This is NPR. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections says a fourth inmate has died after a violent disturbance yesterday at the Cimarron Correctional Facility in Cushing. 3 were stabbed to death during the outbreak. A fourth died of his injuries overnight. The privately run prison is on lockdown for an investigation. The world's top 2 men in tennis are squaring off this hour in New York for the U.S. Open title. Number 1 seed Novak Djokovic plays number 2 Roger Federer. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the match is expected to be as close as their rivalry.
They've played 41 times. Roger Federer has won 21, Novak Djokovic 20. They've split their last 10 matches, and both are coming into today's final having handily beaten some very good semifinal competition. Djokovic only gave up 3 games in 3 sets to defending champion Marin Cilic. Federer scored an easy straight-set victory over fellow Swiss and 2-time major championship winner Stan Wawrinka. Federer is grace on the court with his all-around game. Joker, as he's nicknamed, is just that, funny, fiery, with monstrous ground strokes. Federer will try to win his first major title since 2012. Djokovic is trying to win his 3rd major of this year. Tom Goldman, NPR News, New York.
Basketball great Moses Malone died suddenly today. The Philadelphia 76ers call Malone a genuine icon and pillar of the most storied era in franchise history. The 3-time MVP was the NBA's career leader in offensive rebounds. Malone was 60 years old. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.